I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, November 9. Coming up, anti-corruption commissioners to be announced in short order. Jamaica 4-H Clubs launches entrepreneurship training program and Tourism Ministry inviting stakeholders to register for upcoming UNWTO conference. The news in detail after this break.
Government pensioners. The Accountant General's Department invites you to our Pensioners Information Day, Friday, November 17, at the Michael University College, 1A Morosco Road, Kingston 5. Come for information, entertainment, health checks, prizes, and surprises. Registration starts at 9 a.m. Partners include the Ministry of Finance, Tax Administration Jamaica, the National Insurance Scheme, Administrator General's Department, SagiCorp, First Heritage Cooperative Credit Union, and the National Health Fund. Pensioners Information Day 2017, Friday, November 17, at the Michael University College.
Now the news. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen is to appoint five commissioners to the new anti-corruption unit, which will serve to investigate reports of corruption in the country. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says the appointment will take place in short order as the Integrity Commission bill has been signed by the Governor General, paving the way for the establishment of the unit.
After he appoints five commissioners, they will then take up the process of implementing the terms of the commission, which will incorporate the present Integrity Commission that deal with parliamentarians, the Corruption Commission that deal with the public officials, and the Contractor General.
Minister Chuck was speaking at a ceremony to commission 241 Justices of the Peace for the Parish of St. Catherine on Wednesday. In the meantime, the Justice Minister says a parliamentary debate is to begin next Tuesday on the new Justices of the Peace Act 2017, which seeks to strengthen procedures for the selection, appointment, and regulation of JPs. The Jamaica 4-H Clubs has embarked on a 3-year entrepreneurship training program in order to better equip itself to empower youth for meaningful employment. Executive Director Ron Blake says the club views entrepreneurship as a major part of the solution to youth unemployment. Under the initiative, young persons who successfully complete the training will be assisted with capital inputs to start their own businesses.
The more young people we put to work, is the more likely we are to reduce crime and violence, and is the more likely we are to ensure that our young people are empowered. Empowered youngster becomes a great asset to any country.
Mr. Blake says more than 540 persons have already been trained and plans are in place to increase the intake. The Ministry of Tourism is inviting travel industry stakeholders to register for the upcoming United Nations World Tourism Organization UNWTO conference set for November 27 to 29 in Montego Bay. This year's staging will focus on job creation and inclusive growth for a sustainable tourism industry. Portfolio Minister Edmund Bartlett says the 3-day conference will be useful for tourism-dependent Caribbean countries to discuss matters on how to create an inclusive tourism sector.
Inclusiveness is an important ingredient that is missing. And so we have to enable the development now of the human capital so that more of the creativity of the Jamaican people can be reflected in the output of tourism and in the development of the experiences that the visitors pay for. That communities that are engaged in tourism activities have now become involved in the growth process. So we have to look at how do we spend more on creating better facilities within some of these communities where your tourism workers are.
Registration deadline for the UNWTO conference is November 17. For more information, call the Ministry of Tourism at 920-4926-30. And Labour and Social Security Minister Shaheeni Robinson is reiterating the government's commitment to supporting persons with disabilities. She was speaking at the launch of a media campaign by the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, the JCPD. The campaign aims to raise awareness about the Disabilities Act and how it's intended to provide support for persons with disabilities, PWDs, enabling them to contribute to Jamaica's development.
Ladies and gentlemen, persons with disabilities are integral to this plan because the truth is, once we empower them to be self-sufficient and economically independent, we reduce the spend on the public purse for welfare, which then enables us as a government to address other matters of national interest.
The Disabilities Act seeks to reinforce and promote the recognition and acceptance of the principle that a person with a disability has the same fundamental rights as anyone else. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.